This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1680. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 31st, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cyprus, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North and South, Mexico, Micronesia, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Peru, SAR, Serbia, Solomon Islands, Syria, Taiwan, Tunisia, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The powers that be have nixed DRM from Radio Australia's Shepparton transmitter site, even though they have installed a DRM-capable transmitter, and do continue with 10-kilowatt DRM part of the time from the Brandon site in Queensland. However, there is another DRM broadcast from Australia that we mentioned a few months ago, which appeared without notice to the DRM community, and now it's been reported again, almost, by Craig Seeger, on a de-expedition with others at Bargo, New South Wales, in Australian DX News. The Bureau of Meteorology in Broadmeadows on 5960. It was a strong signal, 10 over 9, but unable to resolve it with Dream, he says, at 0800 and 2030 UT on July 13th. Listed as 1 kilowatt, said to be running a test announcement loop. More work is needed. As for Radio Australia, Craig Seeger writes these comments. I reckon the writing is on the wall for RA, starting to become a shadow of its former self, sadly, and some of the signs are not good. The bean counters always win in the end, and it's difficult enough for the IBSA to maintain sufficient funding for domestic radio programming, let alone an entity that most Australians have never heard of. Quality broadcasting and serious newspapers are under serious assault, and we've let it happen by not insisting on something better than mediocrity. The sad fact is that most commercial media in this country is dumbed down so far that it's useless for anything other than sport, and one often wonders whether commercial imperatives for broadcasters even sometimes facilitate the outcomes of professional sporting endeavors. A strong public sector media domestically, and as our voice to the world, are essential. Noel Green in England has been picking up the Australian meteorological stations on upper sideband, VMW in Winluma, Western Australia, and VMC in Charleville, Queensland. Heard at weak strength around 0640 UT, July 25th, 12362 and 12365 respectively. They both had the same male voice and appear to be in parallel, but VMC went off first at 6:47, 4 minutes before VMW. He could also hear Winluma on 16.528 very weakly, but not VMC on 16.546. One of the way out of band Bolivians is Radio San Jose on 5580. Anker Peterson in Denmark reports it from July 23rd into UT 24th, from 23:50 to midnight 10, on 5580.34. On July 28th, several members of the Condicialist in southern South America were reporting it. First on 5580.20, Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay had it at 21:54, starting with the carrier and very little audio. And he says it's always off the air by midnight UT. Ernesto Palero in Argentina says they were praying the rosary at 23:43 UT on 5580.20 and indeed did go off the air at 23:59. Another Bolivian, Radio Fides, is often heard slightly below 6155, but now they've reactivated their 31-meter band transmitter. Maritz von Drischa in Belgium reports to Hardcore DX on July 26th. Spanish at 23:23 on 9624.93. not strong, but the audio was good. Splatter from Spain on 9620. I also tried for it, but couldn't hear it. After midnight UT, of course, it's blocked by DRM from Costa Rica on 9630. However, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia was getting an acceptable signal from Radio Feliz at 2218 UT, July 30th on 9624.9. Then another report from Maurits van Driessche in Belgium on 9624.93, parallel to 6154.98, July 30th at 2235 in Spanish. About last week's item, the Brazilian around 4775 being called Radio Sora con Gonhos, Fabricio Alciolo in Brazil corrects this. He says the complete name of the station is Radio Difusora de Congonhos. There must be a misunderstanding about the name S-O-R-A. It's just the last four letters of Radio Difusora. Well, that seems to derive from an erroneous listing in the AUKI schedules, which some have assumed to be correct and copied. FMDXer should note there's a new Toronto station on 88.1 CIND-FM, reported by Bill Hale in the VHF-UHF Digest, with 875 watts, but an antenna height of about 1,000 feet. It's known as a station providing independent and emerging Canadian artists, Indie, INDIE 88.1. It was already heard by Saul Chernos locally in Ontario on July 25th when it was testing with the same song over and over, Never Gonna Give You Up. And Jim Renfrew across the border in New York already got an EQSL from program director Adam Thompson. In DSWC IDX window, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports, Centro Radiofónico de Imbabura in Ibarra, Ecuador, 10 hertz below 3380, July 18th until sign-off at 2326. It was very weak, but he was able to hear a Radio Centro ID on July 18th. It was on the air until 0128. Editor Acker Peterson says it was last heard in February of this year. More about the new Ethiopian clandestine I mentioned last week, including actually giving its name, which I neglected to mention, but I'll have to spell it. It's Dimtsatshin Yisema, according to Ivo Ivanov, D-I-M-T-S-A-C-H-I-N, Y-I-S-E-M-A. I've heard it on a couple of its frequencies, and Ivo has been monitoring it for over a week, and found out the weekly frequency rotation pattern, a different one every day, but apparently the same one from one week to the next. It's at 1930 to 20 UT. In order on Monday, 15160, Tuesday, 15180, Wednesday, 15170, Thursday, 15155, Friday, 15165, Saturday, 15175, and Sunday, 15150. However, this doesn't keep the Ethiopians from jamming every one of them with broadband DRM-like white noise. So, why bother to change? Evo publishes the transmitter site as being secret, which makes us suspect it's Bulgaria, although I suppose it might alternatively be Armenia. This different frequency everyday pattern is followed by another Ethiopian clandestine further up the 15 megahertz band. It's ESAT radio, E-SAT as in satellite, at 17 to 18 UT, so here is its frequency lineup. Monday 15365, Tuesday 15385, Wednesday 15370, Thursday 15390, Friday 15375, Saturday 15360, and Sunday 15380, also with the DRM jamming. By the way, IBB has also been doing the same thing for quite a while now, especially for its Tibetan services, which are heavily jammed by China. That is, different frequency depending on the day of the week, but nearby in the same meter band. Ethiopia also uses white noise DRM-like jamming against many other clandestines, including Sagali Billy Suma Oromo, the voice of Oromo liberation. Wolfgang Büschel hears it on 13830 in the Afar and Oromo languages between 17 and 1730 UT. July 31st, he says, the jamming was splattering all the way from 13815 to 13844. I hope some of you managed to hear World of Radio via the Hamburger local radio tests on 15785 USB they've been carrying out on different days of the week over the past month. However, Tom Taylor says the final such test on that frequency was Saturday, July 27th. So now for HLR, carriage of World of Radio, it's back to 7265 USB, Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0630 and 1430, as far as I know. Brandon, Australia is not the only station to put DRM on 5995. Wolfgang Büschel forwards info from the ADX group that DRM was heard on that frequency July 29th by Roger in Germany. And the ID is Radio Andernach, A-N-D-E-R-N-A-C-H. Also reported by Stefan Shah. Kai Ludwig suggests this may have something to do with anti-pirate operations around the Horn of Africa by a German ship, because the DRM content was a German marine radio broadcast. It seems the Bundeswehr runs Radio Andernach. This was between 12 and 14 UT on 5995. Not sure whether the transmitter site was really Nauen in Germany or Issoudun in France. But then the next day, at 12:10, they had changed frequency to 9590. Ivo Ivanov notes that Deutsche Welle changes a couple of English frequencies effective August 1st, no doubt for seasonal propagational reasons, and naturally only relayed via Kigali, Rwanda. At 04 to 05, 9810 replaces 12045. As I recall, it was on 9810 earlier in the spring, and of course, now that collides with Cuba. And at 19 to 20 UT, 15275 is replaced by 7340. We'll certainly miss that in North America as it carried on toward us. The occupiers of the Voice of Greece have continued providing, surprisingly, an English newscast. Alan Rowe in the UK reports 15630, July 27th at 1307 until 1316. The announcement said, these are the news in English broadcasted by the Free Hellenic Radio Program. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has also been monitoring this between July 21st and 28th. English times vary slightly between 1305 and 1317. The three frequencies being 15630, 9935, and 9420, although not always are all of them on the air. Unfortunately, that has proven to be a bad time for propagating to North America. Ron Howard in California says, very good news about All India Radio Shillong on 4970. On July 25th, finally heard with audio. For a very long time, this had only transmitted an open carrier with no detectable audio level. But now, there was definitely audio from 1237 to 1315, pop songs probably in English, into Hindi at 1315. But how long can they keep the audio going? This is an important station, as it has consistently been the strongest All India Radio on the 60-meter band. Then on July 28th, Sunday, he was listening from 1247 to 1315 with the normal country and western music program on Sundays and the DJ in English. There was audio, but it was weak. Ron Howard also notes on 5050, All India Radio in Aizawl, A-I-Z-A-W-L, July 26th at 1131, past 1235. He says, the signal has improved, but it's still colliding with Beibube Radio in China. We are in the midst of World of Radio number 1680. Our website brings you a lot more information upon which this edition is based at DX Listening Digest number 13-32, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William T. Hassig in Illinois, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ramadan has another week to go or so. That may account for increased activity from RRI stations in Indonesia. On July 31st, Ron Howard in California was hearing four of them, 3325 Palangkaraya at 1350, 140 hertz below, 3345 Ternate at 1323, 40 hertz below, 4750 Makassar at 1351 to 1409, and 80 hertz below, 4870 Vimana at 1308 to 1348, but this one with non-traditional Ramadan format with love songs in English. Ivo Ivanov notes a frequency change for one of the clandestine stations for Iran, the one promoting gay rights, Radio Ranjan Kaman, meaning Radio Rainbow. It's at 16 to 1630 UT on 7575, replacing 7550. It's on Mondays and Fridays only in Farsi, 100 kilowatts, 100 degrees, from Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia, also known as Chisinau, Moldova. Rob Wagner in Victoria reports something unusual for one of the clandestines to North Korea. In Australian DX News, Radio Free Chosun, which is transmitted via Tajikistan on 7505. July 4th at 2020, it had a lovely signal with a five-minute program, Hello English. And today's topic was, He's a Ladies' Man, then into Korean and English pop music. So that certainly compensates for the gay station to Iran. In RustyX, Anatoly Klepov points out that KBS World Radio South Korea is celebrating its 60th anniversary August 15th. And from August 1st, they're adding a special commemorative page to their website in Russian, but presumably all the other languages too. Steve Ponder has discovered a website providing rather detailed coverage maps of Mexican AM, FM, and TV stations in PDF format, arranged by states and call letters, but you'll have to cross-reference the frequency. Of course, the URL is much too complicated to utter, but fortunately, Mike Bugai has made a tiny URL out of it, which I will convey. tinyurl.com/mxgwcou, all lowercase. It's provided by the Instituto Federal Electoral IFE, for which we often see PSAs from Mexican TV and hear them on radio, so apparently this has something to do with elections and election advertising. PMA, The Cross, Micronesia, 4755.52, normally signs off at 1200 UT, as automated by DTMF tones, dual-tone multi-frequency, like you hear on a phone, but sometimes they're not working or have been turned off. Ron Howard was hearing it as late as 1331 UT on July 25th. Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia was listening on the same occasion and said they finally cut off at 1340 without any of those tones. Then on July 28th, Ron Howard checked again and they were still on the air past 1407. At least for Ramadan on an extended schedule, Radio Sultanate of Oman in Arabic has been on 15355 until midnight UT and then the following 2 hours on 9760. However, on July 31st at 0108, I was hearing apparently Arabic on 15355 and suspect they had failed to change frequency. About Papua New Guinea, Ron Howard confirms that NBC New Ireland was only on the air for six consecutive days on 3905. It was reactivated only to cover New Ireland Day, and then it was gone again. However, he heard NBC Madang on 3260, July 31st, at 12:09 to 12:47, relaying NBC national radio programming, promo for a syndicated USA show from Florida featuring Caribbean gospel music with Stacy Rose. And her promo, I guess it's a her, said 2 hours of the best Caribbean gospel music this side of the sun, all right here on Island Praise, Sundays at 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. on NBC National Radio, the voice of PNG, 90.7 FM. From the Bargo, New South Wales de-expedition, John Wright reports to Australian DX News on 4810 Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru, with lovely Andean music, July 14th at 10:10 in Spanish, and a good level ID at 10:14, and just music past 1100. Another monthly Chasqui DX report from Pedro F. Arunatigi reports that even in Lima, Radio La Voz de la Selva Iquitos had a very weak signal, 520 hertz below 4825, July 24th at 1140 to 1200. He had to use his headphones and employ LSB to hear it a little better, but still only gave it a SINPO of 5 ones. Then on 4835.00, he reports, Radio Ondas del Oriente, I think that should be Sur Oriente, in Quillabamba, July 24th at 12:06 to 12:35, straight for SINPO, with an ID and news, Ondas del Sur Oriente. In contrary to some reports of Radio Marañón being heard on this frequency, which has actually been replaced by the Quillabamba station. Europeans who might like to hear something else around 183 kHz note that Europe 1 has announced that their transmitter will be off the air from August 1st at 23 UT until Tuesday, August 6th at 0200, says Rémi Fries in the British DX Club. The reason was not mentioned, but it may have something to do with the collapse last year of an antenna mast. Checking the handbook, I see that there are no other broadcasters anywhere on 183, although there is a 150 kilowatt Russian in the Far East on 180. As of July 31st, International Radio Serbia is still missing from its North American service frequency 9685, with English at midnight 30. I wonder if they're off the air completely, but Dmitry Medzin in Kazan, Russia confirms the European service is still on the air. It should be the same high-power transmitter from Bijeljina in Bosnia-Herzegovina. He was hearing that July 25th and 26th at 1800 in Russian, followed by English at 1830 without any interruption. So, what's the story? Their website still shows the full schedule, and I've written to them asking what's become of their North American service. Ron Howard, California, reports on Solomon Islands, 120 hertz below 5020. Heard July 31st from 1147 in vernacular, but some country and western songs in English, until cut off abruptly at 1200 UT. This is another station which has an automatic shut-off timer, and on that date they did not even allow time to start their usual sign-off announcement. On July 27th, O. Bart, B-A-R-T-H, location unknown, reported to mediumwave.info, a new station against the government of Syria and the Assad regime, in Arabic every night at 21 UT, via the powerful Cyprus transmitter of Radio Monte Carlo on 1233 kHz. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo checked this out immediately for the DX Listening Digest group. He says it's not a new station, but a special program from TWR called Syria al-Amal, meaning Syria the Hope, with religious talks and prayers for Syria, including gospel songs. He then found it on Facebook and also the official site for the program, part of a package for a network providing the gospel to the Middle East, known as Radio Sama, www.radiosama.net/hope-4-Syria. but I think you'll find it to be in Arabic. Tarek says he's also keeping an ear on Syrian medium wave frequencies to see if the Free Syrian Army is taking over any of them, but so far they're all still carrying the official point of view of Dr. Assad. Alokesh Gupta forwards an announcement from the transmitter manufacturer in Switzerland, now known as Ampagon, the third part of an ongoing contract by Radio Taiwan International to upgrade two transmitter sites. In cooperation with the local partner Techway Engineering, Ampagon will manufacture, install, and commission a total of 10 300 kilowatt DRM shortwave transmitters and 12 rigid dipole broadcast antennas at www.ampagon.com. At the Shortwave Sites Group, Ian Baxter says, the focus for RTI shortwave usage from the Taiwan sites will be primarily regional coverage only. A 2x2 curtain with reflector is no replacement for a 4x4 curtain array in terms of distant targets. Although the Dan Shui site will retain their existing high-gain curtains, so it seems. I wonder if RTI will get to broadcast with DRM in the future with these new transmitters. I continue to hear Tunisia most of the time on 7275 between 05 and 06 UT, but sometimes it's off the air. Rob Wagner in Australian DX News has also heard a carrier after 0600 and wondering if that was the other station listed, Nigeria. But on July 20th, he listened to the sign-off of Tunisia and found it was that same station leaving its transmitter long after sign-off, still on the air. Reminder to World of Radio listeners on WTWW, if you do not hear us Saturday or Sunday at 2330 UT on 9930, check again half an hour later after the frequency change to 5085 at midnight UT. Here's a program I can recommend on commercial radio, Science Fantastic, with Professor Michio Kaku. You may have seen him on television as an authority on science. It's a call-in show of 3 hours, carried on some 130 stations, but at widely different times, all on weekends, Saturday or Sunday. Some stations carry only 1 hour. I ran across it on WTAW 1620 in Texas after 8 p.m. Central Time. However, in August, that station cuts power at 8:15 or 0115 UT. Can find the full list of stations via tunein.com. In ABDX, Darwin Long, visiting Chicago, reports hearing a Franken FM there, strong alternative rock on 87.75, full stereo, even though that's what is officially the Channel 6 audio frequency and analog. Scott Fibish explains it's WKQXLP, known as Q87.7. running from the Hancock. Analog low-power TV stations, including Franken FMs, are still around. The current sunset date is supposed to be 2015. And there are several in other cities. Ron Howard notes that Voice of Vietnam 1 is still way off frequency, 7435.50. Heard July 28th around 12:30. So that's the source. If you hear a big heterodyne, it's parallel to 5975. 7210 and 9635. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 August 3rd and 4th, 15 and 3 on the 22nd. Solar flux declining from 115 August 1st to 100 by August 19th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1680.